Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 22. My brain hurts. Anyway, as I mentioned yesterday, I lived every baby boomer's dream today. I got to play with Tinker Toys at work. I kind of talked about it yesterday. We're using a new dimensional model for our reporting system. And today was the first time that a colleague and I were making our, it wasn't even a dry run yet. We were just trying to figure out if we had the right things in the right order to effectively get across to people this whole idea of not only the dimensional database, but as a concept, but our specifics of our dimensional database and the tool that we're using, which is an Oracle BI tool and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of funny because up until this point, the lady I've been working with has been nervous as a cat that, you know, she wanted the extra time to work on this and she didn't feel like we were prepared enough and things like that. And I was the one who was saying, oh, don't worry, we've got this. We've got more than enough to fill up the time. And it's just we got to figure out if we got the right stuff and in the right order. But, you know, we're going to be fine for this first run. And then afterwards, she seemed to be feeling much better about it, and all I had was more questions, which I think is ironic because the name of the Oracle product for the dimensional database and the OB way to do ad hoc reporting is called Answers, right? So rather than getting answers, I had more questions, because it did turn out, indeed, that it wasn't just a question of rearranging the things that we had, plus we had way more stuff in terms of our content we wanted to deliver in a single day than you could actually deliver in a single day, but it wasn't just, did we have the right stuff when we need to rearrange it? It was, you didn't need to talk as much about this, and so now I don't know exactly what I have left over to rearrange to another spot and how much extra time I have for my next time of doing this as a single day kind of presentation. But, you know, that's the way it always is when you're initially trying to figure out these things and how to explain it to people. So it's not like it's the first time this has happened, and it's probably not the last time that it's going to happen. But, you know, I think I'm going to keep on learning new things here, at least for the foreseeable future. Every time I teach this to people, there's going to be new questions they're going to ask me and new ways that I can look at things in terms of how to access the data. And it's going to be a learning process, which is really what I find is the fun part of my job. The interesting part of my job is that it isn't the same thing every day, that I get to learn something new, and it does have challenges there for, you know, keeps me mentally alert. But at the end of a day like today, it's like, you know, I was already just about exhausted mentally. And then when I took some stuff downstairs to my desk to leave that stuff at my desk over the weekend, one of my other colleagues had an issue that he'd been talking off and on with me over the last week or so. He'd finally got some information in for the customer. So, even though it was late in the day, I sat down with him and started looking through that, and we looked at the information the customer had provided for us, and we were looking at everything and how they had it all set up, and this was calling that, and that seemed to be okay, and then down here, you see what he's doing here, and I was kind of half explaining it to him and also looking to see any tweaks that the customer might have made to the kind of standard, you know, setup that we give to them, and just on a, you know, a hunch or whatever, at the end of the process, the customer had sent us a query that they were running against the table, because his problem was that this process didn't seem to be creating the things that it should in the database. He wasn't seeing the things that he thought should be happening as a result of emails coming in. And it turns out that he was querying the database, but he was querying the wrong column in the database for the wrong type of data that would be in that column. So yeah, he wasn't getting any results back. I guess pay more attention to what he thinks is the problem, because there is